For criticizing Soviet rule, Alexander Solzhenitsyn spent decades of his life either in prison or exile. When he returned to Russia in 1994, his sharp criticisms of post-Soviet Russia's social problems weren't welcomed by much of the political and literary establishment. But his wife Natalia says that's changing. In her keynote address to the U of I Solzhenitsyn Forum, she said her husband's views are earning wider acceptance. And earlier this week, Solzhenitsyn, who once refused an honor from Russia's first post-Soviet president, Boris Yeltsin, accepted a state prize for humanitarian activity from Russia's current leader, Vladimir Putin.
Mr. Solzhenitsyn, I wanted to ask you about your husband's receiving the state prize on Russia Day, and that was it just 2 days ago that you were in Moscow at the ceremony?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago on 12th of June.
Both my husband's and my impression were that the fact that a state award was being given to him for investigating and highlighting awful periods and awful stretches of our history gives hope that such events will never be allowed to happen again.
The news accounts I saw talked of your husband speaking with President Putin. Did he have anything particular to say to him about Russia and the state of the country?
Yes, Solzhenitsyn did speak about the things both in domestic and in foreign policy in Russia that worry him, and he got substantive answers in return.
Can you be more specific about some of the concerns that your husband has today about Russian?
I prefer not.
I wanted to ask, your husband is writing today. He continues to be active. Can you tell me anything about what subjects interest him right now?
Yeah, he's writing, and it's great that he still can be. He right now is working on the finishing of works that, for various reasons in his life, he had gotten short shrift that he had not been able to finish.
How far back in his life do these works go, as far as when he first started or conceived of them?
During the periods of his more mature life, life forced him to, for example, write the Gulag Archipelago, and it put some of his projects on the back burner. Those are ones he's getting back to now. These, for the most part, is being able to write in smaller, shorter form.
You had talked in your speech about, in your husband's commentaries on Russian society, about getting the cold shoulder at first, at least from one part of Russian society, from commentators and people on top. Do you see that changing now? Do you see a greater interest in that segment of the society and what your husband has to say?
That segment of society has indeed gone through many changes that the times themselves almost called for, and they're sort of closer now to where everybody else was all along. Basically, life itself convinced them that the questions that Solzhenitsyn had been posing earlier were relevant and had to be the questions they had to address.
Natalia Solzhenitsyn, talking about her husband Alexander Solzhenitsyn, with translation from her son, Stefan, a Moscow urban planner. They, along with another son, Ignat Solzhenitsyn, a conductor and pianist, are taking part in a Solzhenitsyn forum that continues through Saturday at the University of Illinois. While Mrs. Solzhenitsyn declined to comment on what her husband said to President Putin, Russian news agencies quoted Putin as saying the author spoke of the need to support small business and the middle class. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.